We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA.
And welcome to another edition of On the Road with the MTA. I'm Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA, who's sitting over there, got a bunch of papers. What you doing over there?
I do. I'm checking this out. You know, the Genesee Health Plan is just a wonderful service that we have here in our community. And they're doing something even greater now, too. I love this. We have Shannon Cizak on the phone with us right now. We're going to talk to her about what they're doing because it's a ninth annual Health Heritage Essay Contest. And what kid, elementary, middle, or high school, would not love to win a $200 gift card, don't you think?
That'd be fantastic.
I know. Shannon, thank you for joining us today. And do tell us more about this essay contest you're holding.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's always great when I get to talk to Jay and to you, Stephanie. We are really excited about this essay contest. And like you said, it's the ninth year that we've been doing it in partnership with Sovita Credit Union. And Sovita Credit Union has been an absolutely wonderful partner. They have been sponsoring this contest for the past 5 years, and we are so appreciative of them. And initially it made sense to, you know, approach them about this idea, like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we did an essay contest for kids in the county to win prizes? And as we know, and for, you know, the listeners out there, Sovita Credit Union originally started off, you know, as being a credit union for teachers in the Genesee County and Flint area, and it just made sense. And here we are 5 years later, and the prizes get better and better, and yeah, very exciting. I mean, I wish I was eligible to do this. Totally write something to get a $200 gift card.
No kidding. Now for a kid in like elementary, middle school, or high school, that's a lot of money. Yeah, it's a lot for me. That's been great. So the essay should include your current health, your family's health history, and the family members that you talk to. I think that's a great idea because it gets the family members talking to each other for this chance to win such a great card.
Absolutely. And this whole contest came out of discussions back in 2015. And we, you know, created a contest to really focus in on coinciding and acknowledging and celebrating Black History Month in partnership with the National Center for African American Health Consciousness, really to increase awareness of differences in health and health outcomes among different populations, races, and ethnicities. And this really, you know, took off in exploring a student's, you know, family heritage, but In the health, we all know how important it is for you to know your own family health history, especially as an adult or a young adult. When you go to see your doctor, have a visit, it's one of the first questions that they ask you. Do you have any, you know, do you know your family health history? Does your family have a history of, you know, cancer and what types and what have you, or different types of illnesses or chronic diseases? So it's really important from that standpoint. We kind of took a step back and, you know, we thought it would be a really great idea to have that conversation, you know, at a younger level and begin that conversation with kids and students to speak with their parents or their guardians about that and interviewing them and really talking to them. So this contest is really intergenerational. It explores a student's family health history. They're asked to write about it. And as you said, there's three different categories. There's elementary, middle, and high school. And along with the different categories, there's different requirements, you know, like word length, different prizes. And so along with the different topics that they should include, they can also write about, you know, how they can make their life healthy, simple things they can do, maybe eating more fruits and vegetables or not eating that bag of Cheetos and substituting that with something else, like a piece of, you know, cheese or what have you, something different. What they learn to help them stay healthy after talking to their parents to maybe generate new healthy habits, whether that be skipping, watching, you know, a show for an hour and taking a walk instead, different goals that they may have for a healthy future. And they also have an optional topic to write about vaccinations or vaccines if they so choose.
Well, heck, even adults don't know some of their health history. So I think that's great. The kids are going at a younger age. Yeah. And I did see it says here that who can enter. It's all Flint and Genesee County students, grades 5 through 12, and fifth-year students. Now, the high school first place is a $400 gift card.
Wow.
The rest are $200. So that's a nice little reward there. And you got to have these in before April 22nd. That's on a Monday. So make sure if you're listening
to this. The deadline is on Monday the 22nd. And I know everybody is just getting back from spring break. And, you know, we thought that it was a good time for, you know, students during spring break, if they were able to since they're off of school, to take that time, talk to their parents real, you know, briefly, get the information they need and write about it and send it in and get the chance to be rewarded for doing that and getting that conversation going. And like you said, Stephanie, a lot of adults, even like young adults, we're talking about, they don't know their family health history. For me and my family, and I will be honest about this, you know, breast cancer runs in my family big time. And, you know, I have, knowing that, I'm proactive about my health and I make sure that I get my cancer screenings. And it's having the conversation early, having the child or adolescent or a teenager really understand what that history is and understand their risk factors and what they can do to stay healthy and active, and to be able to then, you know, speak with their doctor with confidence on, you know, if they have something going on, or to be open and ask questions, or to, you know, really know what's going on with their family health history, because it may play a part in their future health. That's really what we're getting at here.
Well, it's a win-win. They can actually save their own lives by learning about this and winning $400, but make sure those are all typed out and it's between 400 and 600 words to make sure that they qualify. So if they do want to do this, how can they get a hold of you? How can they find out more information?
So they can find out more information or ask questions by emailing healthheritage@countyhealthplans.org, or they can call us at 844-232-7740, extension 254, and they can visit our website, GenesseeHealthPlan.org, and we've got all the information out there. And again, this is a really, really great opportunity for students to, you know, explore their health history, write about it, and like you said, maybe win $400. And the prizes are insane, because like the elementary school first place prize is $200 gift card. Second place is $100 gift card.
Yeah.
And then middle school first place is a $200 gift card. Second place is $100 gift card. And then when you get to high school, you know, we do ask for a little bit more at that level. So the word count is has to be between 400 and 600 words. It has to be typed. And first place, you know, $400 gift card up for grabs. And second place is a $200 gift card up for grabs.
Nice. Wow. Now, the good news is, too, for those guys listening right now, your chances are really good at winning, because with the spring break, they didn't have a lot of entries at that point because people were on vacation. So This is your time. Get on it. Write it tonight as soon as you can. Get in there before Monday, April 22nd. And you don't know, you could be a winner of that $400 gift card. So don't put this off, you guys. And just ask your parents about, Mom, what did Grandpa die from? You know, did he have heart disease? And just write about that, and so you'll know what your history is like. And like I said, it could save your life.
Yep, sure can.
Definitely. It really could. And it just, everything starts with the conversation, doesn't it, Stephanie?
Yes, it sure does. We know that for sure, which is great though.
Yeah. And you know, we want that conversation started. That's the most important goal out of this contest. And once that gets rolling and they write about it, I mean, being rewarded for having that conversation with your parent or your guardian or your family member, grandma, your aunt, your great aunt, your cousins, you know, it can be any family members that you want to ask. And some of the essays that I've read in the past, because I have been on the judging committee, have really just been so profound and phenomenal. And we're talking about, you know, fifth graders, and they're writing about these, their family health history and things that they found and discovered while talking with their family, that they initially started speaking with their parent, and that led them to speaking with their uncle, and that led them to speaking with their cousin. And it just, it's so really wonderful to see that taking place. And
it's something
at the end of the day, that's what we want.
It's something they may have never done in the past without this incentive of making some money and winning a contest. And they're going to learn so much about themselves and their family. I think it's a great idea you're doing this. Yeah, it's a win-win.
Yeah, it is a win-win. And incentives never hurt either.
No, it doesn't. Money's a good incentive.
So grateful for SoVita in sponsoring this contest, and having been a sponsor the last 5 years, to be able to provide those incentives for these kids and for our high school students. So the partnership is amazing. And we could not do this without SoVita Credit Union.
So moms, dads, get out there, help your kids with this project because it's going to be well worth it to put a little time into it. And who knows, you could be the big winner on that one. Like I said, not a lot of entries, which is a good thing for you.
Yep.
Don't lose this opportunity. You might think, paper's not good enough. You don't know. Send it in. Send it in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And tell your friends because they could win too. Awesome. Well, Shannon, I know you're such a busy girl. We're going to let you get back to doing all the wonderful things that Genesee Health Plan does, because I know they help to keep people very healthy in this area. And I don't know what I would have done without you. Like I told you, Mike and I used you when we were let go from the radio station, and I was so grateful for it. And the coverage was just amazing. So it's preventative coverage.
Yep.
And just, yeah, it's the best.
Yes, and we were so glad that we were able to be there for you guys. And, you know, there are so many people in our community that find themselves in the same situation where they recently lost their job and have never really thought about, you know, losing coverage or where they had to go to get coverage or even understanding what they had to do. And, you know, Genesee Health Plan has been here for almost 22 years now. And this is what we specialize in. We're a nonprofit. We do not take a commission on anything. You just call 844-232-7740 and schedule an appointment. And we will get you covered one way or another. And, you know, nobody in Genesee County should be without health coverage. And we're here to take care of that.
Absolutely. And health with that Medicare too. That's so confusing. And you're so patient. You'll sit with the person and tell them exactly what they need and what they want. And if your doctor's in that program, they make it personally fit just for you, and that's all free. So definitely call that number
Absolutely.
Today. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, Shannon, thank you. We're going to invite you back again when you're doing something else wonderful in the community like you always are. And congratulations on winning an award. She won an award for like being a young professional. And it was the Hall of Fame. What was the title it gave you?
I believe it was the Hall of Achievement. And that was through the American Advertising Federation of Greater Flint. And that was just an absolutely wonderful experience. And I'm still very humbled. And I think about it like I still can't believe that, you know, they felt that I was deserving of that award. And the work that I do here at the health plan as a nonprofit, you really have to use your relationships. Like Stephanie, you know, you and I, we knew each other before you worked for MTA.
Yes.
And we work together on different things. And you have to utilize leverage and continue connecting yourself and networking in the community to be very thoughtful and strategic as when you work for a nonprofit.
Well, you do a great job and you do so much at a young age. I'm so proud of you. And I'm on the committee. And I don't think it's any secret that when I recommended you, everyone said, oh my gosh, yes, hands down. No one said, well, let's look at somebody else. It was all like, yes, Shannon's it. So it was unanimous. They all loved you. They wanted you.
Well, thank you. And again, I'm very, very humbled and very grateful to have been inducted alongside Dr. Wax, I believe Dean Kuypert and Brandon Porter.
And Tony
and
Tucker.
Tony Tucker.
Yes, from the old News Boys.
That is a hefty list of amazing people in our community doing some really wonderful stuff. We got to keep on keeping on doing what we're doing. There's more stuff to be done in our community. The work never ends. And, you know, we look forward to helping as many people as we can and addressing the needs that they have.
Well, you are a true asset to this community, and we thank you so much. And I'm proud to call you my friend, Shannon.
Same here, Stephanie. Thank you so much. And as always, thank you for having me on your podcast. It's always great when I get to speak with you.
Absolutely. And you don't know who can have next week. We have so many people coming up, don't
yep,
we?
We do.
Some wonderful ones. Yes, I know. Yep. I can't wait to hear them. And you can too every week with On the Road with the MTA, Stephanie K and Jay. And it all rhymes so nicely too, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And have a great day. Stay safe.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.